and welcome to the Daily Jits podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Mitchell. It's Monday, the 10th of August, and Daily Jits is your daily slice of Forces life. And today, we are heading all the way up to Scotland because it's the start of the Edinburgh Military Tattoo. And to tell us all about it on the pod today, from BFBS Scotland, it's Mr. Mark McKenzie. Hello.
Hello. Now, I've not given up all hope yet of getting some sort of honour at some point in my life. So can we refer to it as the Royal Edinburgh Military Tattoo, just so we keep everybody happy? Just in case.
Okay. The Royal Edinburgh Military Tattoo. Better?
Much. I mean, I'm happy either way, but since we're recording this and since we're talking about it, it is an addition to their name that they wear with great pride. In fact, this week we saw the week of the working rehearsal, we saw the Princess Anne, Her Royal Highness, who's the patron of the Royal Edinburgh Military Tattoo in attendance, and it is fascinating watching just how everybody raised their game very slightly at what was a huge week of rehearsals.
I love Princess Anne. I think she's absolutely iconic. So you went along to some of the rehearsals, and who did you manage to speak to whilst you were there?
Yeah, so even before the rehearsals, I caught up with Jason Barrett. Now, Jason's the chief executive of the Royal Edinburgh Military Tattoo. He's a fascinating guy. He was in the US Marines and also the Royal Marines. He retired as a lieutenant colonel. There's a long form interview on the BFBS.com entertainment section, which is about half an hour. Now, me and I can talk and he can talk, so we managed to cut it down to half an hour. But here's a wee bit of the chat we had.
So I think I'll speak on behalf of probably most of the creative team. And if Alan were here, I think on that first night, we start pointing out all the things we got to fix. That's just us because we're perfectionists and we want it to be as good as it possibly can be. That being said, it's full production value on that preview night. It's a show ready to go. But as you would know, and anybody would know in this field, is you tweak and you refine as you go along. So that's the first thing. A, it's just great to get started. And that preview show on that Thursday, then Friday, Saturday, and then a Sunday off. You sort of check like on a patrol. You check your gear at that point to make sure everything's tied down and that we're on our way. And then boom, that Monday starts and you get through that first full week, and then you enter the second week and now you're on the rhythm. Now we're there and we're there all the way to the end. Well, yeah, you're buckled. I mean, and no matter how much you can manage rest and plan for it and prepare, which we're better at now than we ever have been, you're still thrashed by the end of that. Yeah.
Wow. It sounds like they are almost ever so slightly prepared for a very busy month. I mean, I can't quite believe that this is how they'll be spending their summer, but it sounds like it'll be all worth it in the end.
It's a pinch yourself moment that goes on for 3 and a bit weeks. For everyone involved. And that's those that are there on the Esplanade performing. It's the backroom team as well. I caught up with Alan Lane. Now, Alan's the creative director of the Royal Edinburgh Military Tattoo. He's a reservist. He's an army reservist. But his background, his day job is putting on these huge shows. So he's not just done this. He did Army Expo last year when that was in Edinburgh as well. He's far too clever for his own good. I had a chat with him.
Yeah, the guys have done really well. It's a huge team effort. We've got about 700 performers from all around the world out there, and today was the first time we ran it from top to tail. You don't know it works until you do that. But yeah, I think we've got a show, so we'll do it twice tonight and be ready for an audience tomorrow.
Today, a special visitor, the Princess Royal, putting the Royal into Royal Edinburgh Military Tattoo. And what a, everybody's happy here. There's a lot of work goes in to get to this stage, but I think her presence just takes it up a notch.
She's a huge supporter, and what I love about Her Royal Highness is she loves to come to the rehearsal. She loves to see how we make it. And this is the longest day for us. We do a run in the morning and we do two tonight, and her attending just gives all the cast a big boost. So we're really pleased to have her here.
You're military yourself, a reservist. You know about being prepared. I've been privileged this year, and I've been here Monday, Tuesday, and today as well. Watching the difference between Monday morning, where, I'll be honest, with my untrained eye, I was like, Oh, they're in trouble.
They're in trouble.
Yeah. And I spoke to yourself and I spoke to Stevie Small, and you both went, "Aren't we ahead of schedule?"
Yeah.
I watched it today. What did he do? Is it a magic genie or something?
I wish there was a magic genie, mate, and then it would be so much easier. You have 5 days to rehearse a tattoo, so that means at the end of day one, you are obviously 4 days away from opening, which is terrifying, but you're only 20% into the process. So that's 20% of anything isn't going to look very good. Day two, you're 3 days away and you're 40%. That doesn't look any good. And so the important thing is we land it now. And it's a bit like running a personal best on a 5K. You just have to lean forward and sprint as hard as you can. And you get there. It's uncomfortable, but we got there.
Oh, Mark, don't we all wish we had a magic genie to help us out?
You don't? I've got one wish left, and I'm keeping that genie is staying in the bottle until I really need it. He's a great guy. I spoke to him at the working rehearsal, the day that the Princess Royal was there. So he was preoccupied. He had lots of things going on. He's got literally voices in his ears because he's got comms on at all things. It's one of their final chances to get the work through. What you don't get when you see it at that stage is all the props, all the special effects, all the lighting, and then when you get to see it. And if you go to BFBS Scotland on Facebook or Instagram, there's a 2-minute video up there. That's what we're allowed to put up. 2 minutes, that's all we're allowed to put up. If you ever think that trying to edit things down and make me sound concise is difficult, try that with 90 minutes to get it down into 2 minutes. It's a tough thing because there's just so much.
I would hate to be given that job because it's, oh no, no, especially when it's all good stuff. And you don't want to cut any of it down. You just want to put it all up. But yeah, unfortunately, you can't really be doing that. Plus, you know, you want to give other people the opportunity to come and see it for themselves.
Yeah, we might drip feed some more in. And we've been behind the scenes and we've spoken to some of the acts as well. So, you know, we will drip feed some of it in. But as far as the snippet of the show, I think hopefully we've managed to catch it all. There's representation in there, for example, from the German Army Band as well. New Zealand Army Band, we mentioned, they're always crowd pleasers. And then we have to mention the mass pipes and drums, and also the mass military bands of the Royal Air Force. And they're all under. Now, is it the batting ship? Is it the conductorship? Is it the lead? Let's go with the lead, because that sounds much more military, of Wing Commander Richard Murray.
I have 130 from the Royal Force Music Services, but I'll have, as a conductor, I'll be conducting the entire cast when they do come on at the end of the show, for various different aspects of the production. So it really is quite an honour.
How do you whittle it down to the tunes? I know there's a big process that goes on, but what we're hearing on the Esplanade through August, how does it get to that point?
Well, we dial it right back to September last year with the creative production team, in which chatting about the sort of themes and the golden thread that runs through it, and then it's about sort of thinking as how Royal Air Force music and Royal Air Force can produce our traditional sort of DNA and be part of the call to gather, which is really, really easy. We think about call signs in the Royal Air Force and an air crew, and everything that goes up into the air that's supported by everyone on the ground, and it's the call to gather for Per Roger at Astra to the stars, and that's replicated in the music that we've got. So there's a lot of ideas and thoughts from the team, but we've narrowed it down to some fantastic music that really just takes us up into space.
Finally, for your musicians, you're a seasoned veteran, if you like, of the tattoo. For those that are coming to it for the first time, how do you explain what it's like to be on the Castle Esplanade?
It's electric. It energises you. People will, not only the sounds, but the sights, the amphitheatre, the stands, the castle in the background, the imagery that goes down onto the castle is just superb. It's a great show, and night after night, it doesn't wear thin. It's just great music, great people. Everybody wants to be part of the team, and it's a fantastic place to be.
I cannot be the only one that gets major goosebumps when it comes to a military band. Like, I love a military band, and I know that so many others do too.
My mind drifted off there. I was thinking major goosebumps. There's no captain. Goosebumps. There's no Lieutenant Colonel Goosebumps. It is specific to that rank. You only get major. I mean, you may get private Goosebumps, but we'll leave that to the side. Right, we've gone too far with this one. And listen, throw in the pipes and drums and, you know.
Oh, Mark, I'll tell you something. Your dad jokes are welcome on this pod whenever you want to be.
Thank you. And, yeah, if only that worked with my kids, that'd be great, rather than just the groan.
Now, just before I let you go, I do have a question. Because the icon that is Princess Anne was there, did she seem fairly impressed with the rehearsal? Did she seem fairly happy with everything that was going on?
She loves it. She genuinely, and Alan Lane, when I was speaking to him, talked about how invested she is, how interested she is in the whole concept, how and each year, it's not as if, you know, if you go and see your favourite band and you went every year, you would know that you're going to get probably 90% of the same songs, maybe in a slightly different order. It's different every year. The Royal Edinburgh Military Tattoo is different. You know, look back over the years of the things we've put up on BFBS Scotland, another blatant plug for our Facebook, and you can see how it's evolved, it's changed. One of the big misnomers as well is, I can't get tickets. It's a sellout. There's 9 times out of 10, and it's like when you go to see a West End show, if you leave it to the last minute, there's a chance that you may get tickets. So go and explore, do yourself a favour, and actually, there's a chance to win tickets on the BFBS Scotland Facebook and Instagram, and if you listen to BFBS Scotland Breakfast, you've got a chance to win there as well.
Oh, well, Mark, do you know what? You may have just convinced me. I think I'm going to have to attempt to get some last-minute tickets and get myself on over there. And I know that, you know, technically BFBS can't enter the BFBS Scotland competition to win the tickets. But if, like, my mom or, like, my boyfriend entered the competition instead, and then, therefore, I got one of those tickets, is that still breaking the rules, do we think?
I will I'll refer that to someone in much more senior than me. I'll just give Major Goosebumps a quick call just now and see if he's available to clear that.
Oh, Mark, it is always a pleasure having you on the pod, and I'm so glad that we've been able to hear a little bit about what's to come at the Royal Edinburgh Military Tattoo.
Thank you. And one other thing I forgot to mention is there's flypasts as well. So there's various RAF aircraft involved at various times, and a tattoo runs through until the 29th of August.
Wow. Jam-packed few weeks. And I look forward to hearing more about it and seeing more of it. Well, what else is going on across BFBS? If you are starting to feel ever so slightly, you know, FOMO-y, jealous that you won't be able to make it in person to the Royal Edinburgh Military Tattoo, don't fear. BFBS have got you covered. If you're overseas, then we can provide you with the BFBS TV services, specially created for British Forces communities overseas, which offers you the very best current UK TV and more all in one place. It varies wherever you are across the globe, but don't worry, we've got an amazing website to point you in the correct direction wherever you are across the forces world. You can head to bfbs.com/gettv. That is bfbs.com/gettv. Well, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I've been your host, Lauren Mitchell, and I'll see you tomorrow.